By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah, even the darkest night will end, and the sun will rise and shine, and the sun will rise and shine.
Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته ما شاء الله عز وجل Welcome back to our beautiful morning program Rise and Shine Alhamdulillah This is what the program the name of it Rise and Shine Rise from your bed Rise from the sleep and shine throughout the whole world Inshallah عز وجل And this is what this program is going to give you the tools to rise and shine in the morning, Alhamdulillah. Without any more hesitation, inshallah, Azawajal, I'm going to go straight to the recitation of the glorious Quran and I'll tell you what the recitation we're going to be listening today. Inshallah, Suratul Mujadala, verse number 1 to verse number 5. Now, Alhamdulillah, we're going in a sequence, Alhamdulillah, through the Quran. Inshallah, Azawajal, very soon the Quran will be finished. So, we are starting para number 28. So, inshallah, let's start by listening to para number 28 and the translation. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim.
Main Allah ta'ala ki panah mein aata hoon, shaytan-e-mardood se.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
اللہ کے نام سے شروع جو نہایت مہربان رحم والا
قد سمع الله قول التي تجادلك في زوجها وتشتكي الى الله
بے شک اللہ نے سنی اس کی بات جو تم سے اپنے شوہر کے معاملے میں بحث کرتی ہے اور اللہ سے شکایت کرتی ہے
والله يسمع تحاوركما
اور اللہ تم دونوں کی گفتگو سن رہا ہے
ان اللہ سمیع بصیر
بے شک اللہ سنتا دیکھتا ہے
الذین یظاہرون منکم من نسائهم
وہ جو تم میں اپنی بیویوں کو اپنی ماں کی جگہ کہہ بیٹھتے ہیں وہ ان کی مائیں نہیں
ان امہاتہم الا اللائی ولدنہم
ان کی مائیں تو وہی ہیں جن سے وہ پیدا ہیں
وَإِنَّهُمْ لَيَقُولُونَ مُنْكَرًا مِنَ الْقَوْلِ وَزُورًا
اور وہ بے شک بری اور نری جھوٹ بات کہتے ہیں
وَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَعَفُوٌ غَفُورٌ
اور بے شک اللہ ضرور معاف کرنے والا اور بخشنے والا ہے
وَالَّذِينَ يُظَاهِرُونَ مِن نِسَائِهِمْ ثُمَّ يَعُودُونَ لِمَا قَالُوا فَتَحْرِيرُ رَقَبَةٍ مِّن قَبْلِ أَن يَتَمَاسَّا
اور وہ جو اپنی بیویوں کو اپنی ماں کی جگہ کہیں پھر وہی کرنا چاہیں جس پر اتنی بڑی بات کہہ چکے تو ان پر لازم ہے ایک بردہ یعنی غلام آزاد کرنا قبل اس کے کہ ایک دوسرے کو ہاتھ لگائیں
ذَلِكُمْ تُوعَظُونَ بِهِ وَاللَّهُ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ خَبِيرٌ
یہ ہے جو نصیحت تمہیں کی جاتی ہے اور اللہ تمہارے کاموں سے خبردار ہے
فَمَن لَّمْ يَجِدْ فَصِيَامُ شَهْرَيْنِ مُتَتَابِعَيْنِ مِن قَبْلِ أَن يَتَمَاسَّ
پھر جسے بردہ نہ ملے تو لگاتار دو مہینے کے روزے قبل اس کے کہ ایک دوسرے کو ہاتھ لگائیں
فَمَن لَّمْ يَسْتَطِعْ فَإِطْعَامُ 60 مِسْكِينًا
پھر جس سے روزے بھی نہ ہو سکیں تو 60 مسکینوں کا پیٹ بھرنا
ذَلِكَ لِتُؤْمِنُوا بِاللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ
یہ اس لیے کہ تم اللہ اور اس کے رسول پر ایمان رکھو۔
وَتِلْكَ حُدُودُ اللَّهِ وَلِلْكَافِرِينَ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ،
اور یہ اللہ کی حدیں ہیں اور کافروں کے لیے دردناک عذاب ہے۔
اِنَّ الَّذِينَ يُحَادُّونَ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ كُبِتُوا كَمَا كُبِتَ الَّذِينَ مِن قَبْلِهِمْ وَقَدْ أَنزَلْنَا آيَاتٍ بَيِّنَاتٍ۔
بے شک وہ جو مخالفت کرتے ہیں اللہ اور اس کے رسول کی، ذلیل کیے گئے جیسے ان سے اگلوں کو ذلت دی گئی، اور بے شک ہم نے روشن آیتیں اتاری۔
وَلِلْكَافِرِينَ عَذَابٌ مُهِينٌ،
اور کافروں کے لیے خواری کا عذاب ہے۔
صدق اللہ العظیم۔
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم۔ ماشاءاللہ عزوجل سورۃ المجادلہ، the beginning of para number 28, so we've got para 29 and 30. So very soon inshallah azawajal, this Quran that we started I think nearly a year ago, inshallah azawajal, going to come to an end, alhamdulillah. And the best thing is, mashallah azawajal, we had the opportunity to listen to the Quran with the translation, and it just gives you an insight and it just gives you the meaning of the Quran. Because I'm not going to say there's no point reading the Quran, there's always a point, you know, but there's more rewards and much more better if we listen to the Quran, but we also know what the meaning of it is as well. So hopefully our aim is that next time when we play the translation, we do have translation in English so that it's much easier for us, hopefully, inshallah, azza wa jal. Swiftly moving forward, we'll go towards our kalam for today, inshallah, azza wa jal. And I've heard it's a very beautiful kalam. They're all beautiful, praising the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But this kalam is one of my favorites as well. So let's listen to the kalam. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
بکارے خش حیرانم اغثنی یا رسول اللہ، بکارے خش حیرانم اغثنی یا رسول اللہ، پریشانم یا رسول اللہ، پریشانم پریشانم اغثنی یا رسول اللہ، ندارم جز تو مل جا، ساز و سامانم اغثنی یا رسول اللہ، تو ہی خود ساز و سامانم اغثنی یا رسول اللہ، پریشانم پریشانم یا رسول اللہ، یا رسول اللہ پریشان، یا حبیب اللہ رسول اللہ،
شہاب کس نوازی کن طبیبا چارہ سازی کن، شہاب کس نوازی کن طبیبا چارہ سازی کن، مریض در درد عصیانم اغثنی یا رسول اللہ مریض درد عصیانم اغثنی یا رسول اللہ
پریشانم پریشانم اغثنی یا رسول اللہ
اگر رانی و گر خانی غلامم من تا سلطانی اگر سلطانی دیگر چیزیں نمی دانم اغثنی یا رسول اللہ دیگر چیزیں نمی دانم اغثنی یا رسول اللہ
پریشانم پریشانم اغثنی یا رسول اللہ
یا رسول اللہ
پریشانم
انظر اغثنی
یا رسول اللہ
گناہ در جانم آتش زد قیامت شولا می خیزد گناہ در جانم آتش زد قیامت شولا می خیزد مدد اے آب حیوانم اغثنی یا رسول اللہ مدد اے آب حیوانم اغثنی یا رسول اللہ
پریشانم پریشانم اغثنی یا رسول اللہ
چمر غم نخل جا سوزد بہارم را خزا سوزد چمر غم نخل جا سوزد بہارم را خزا سوزد نریزد برگ ایمانم اغثنی یا رسول اللہ نریزد برگ ایمانم اغثنی یا رسول اللہ
پریشانم پریشانم اغثنی یا رسول اللہ
یا رسول محشر فتنہ انگیزد بلائے بے اماخی زد چو محشر فتنہ انگیزد بلائے بے اماخی زد بجویم از تو درمانم اغثنی یا رسول اللہ بجویم از تو درمانم اغثنی یا رسول اللہ
پریشان حدثني يا رسول الله
بدر نفرت آید بسر وحشت افزاید بدر نفرت آید بسر وحشت افزاید تو گیری زیر دامانم اغثنی یا رسول اللہ تو گیری زیر دامانم اغثنی یا رسول اللہ
پریشانم پریشانم اغثنی یا رسول اللہ
یا پریشانم
پریشانم
دستگیری کن
یا رسول اللہ
گدائے آمد اے سلطان با امید کرم نالا گدائے آمد اے سلطان با امید کرم نالا تہی داما مگر دانم اغثنی یا رسول اللہ تہی داما مگر دانم اغثنی یا رسول اللہ
پریشانم پریشانم اغثنی یا رسول اللہ
رضایت سائل بے پر تو ہی سلطان لاتن گھر رضایت سائل بے پر تو ہی سلطان لاتن گھر شہاب ہر عزی خانم اغثنی یا رسول اللہ شہاب ہر عزی خانم اغثنی یا رسول اللہ
پریشانم پریشانم اغثنی یا رسول اللہ
یا رسول
پریشانم پریشانم
یا
اغثنی یا رسول اللہ
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم ماشاءاللہ عزوجل ویری بیوٹیفل کلام الحمدللہ اغثنی یا رسول اللہ استغاثہ کالنگ آؤٹ فار ہیلپ فرام دا پروفیٹ صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم اینڈ ایز وی آل نو ماشاءاللہ دی اسکالرز ہیو ٹاکڈ اباؤٹ دس ٹاپک مینی ٹائمز ہاؤ از اٹ ٹو سیک ہیلپ فرام دا اولیاء اللہ اینڈ اسپیشلی دا پروفیٹس آف اللہ And the answer is that Alhamdulillah is acceptable because Allah has given him that power to help their ummatis. Many, many ahadith and verses of the Quran. So don't worry about that, inshallah. But today the topic I'm going to be, or we were chosen today, is regarding bad company. And the topic is effects of bad company. What are the effects? Sometimes people think that, they've got good friends, they're hanging around with them, they're chilling out with them, we're enjoying ourselves. But the thing is, that's not real enjoyment. What happens is the more you stay with these people, the more away you move from the deen itself. And as Muslims, as lovers of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we need to understand what our maqam is, what our status. And our beautiful deen, Islam, teaches us how important it is to stay with the correct people, to stay with the righteous people, and to have a good company, because that good company then affects your ability as a human, how you will change and you will adapt to the environment. If you are staying with a group of good people, there are more chances that you will become good yourself. But if you are hanging around with bad people, then there are more chances that you will be a bad person yourself. So again, our deen Islam stresses that we need to really stay with the good company. Now, many times, alhamdulillah, this topic, I've talked about it. Many Muballagheen on Madani channel have talked about it as well. And why we keep repeating, there is a saying, مَا تَكَرَّرَ تَقَرَّرَ. Whatever is repeated then has an effect on the heart. So I hope inshallah those viewers of Madani channel that are watching this, I hope inshallah Azzawajal, we can have an effect on this. And if we have any friends are like that, now I'm not talking about boys in specific, I'm talking about girls as well, because sadly we live in a time where our sisters, our girls are also ma'azallah on the wrong path. And you can just see the highlights on social media. The thing is, we're only looking at it. What are we doing to stop it? What are we doing to try to change the environment? And for that, we need to really look at ourselves that as Muslims, how have we made a difference to this as well? Amir Ahle Sunnat has mentioned a true story. And this true story is something that maybe we've heard many times, similar stories. He talks about a young man that was killed by his own friends. And the reason for that is that he was a gambler. And one day he went to the gambling place and he won a lot of money from his friends because they were all sat there gambling away. And when we talk about gambling, we're not talking about 5, 10, 100 pounds. We're talking about thousands of pounds. Now, them people that lose thousands of pounds, do you think that they're going to be happy? They're going to be broken and they're going to do something really nasty to get their money back. Yeah. So what happened was this young man, he was in the gambling place and he won a lot of money from his friends. So what they did was they followed him back home. And as they went back home, they broke into his house and they tied electric wire around his neck. And they electrocuted him and they killed him and they took all the money back. And they left him there. Now, so the neighbors, obviously, didn't notice. Who cares about neighbors nowadays? We don't know what's happening to our next door neighbors. We need to know how they are, their weddings, their funerals, attend them. If they are Muslims, then you need to make sure that you attend their funerals. But even if you have a neighbor that is not a Muslim, he still has rights over you. Make sure that you go and you ask about them, especially if they are elderly neighbors, ask about them. Do something that will, alhamdulillah, help them out as well, especially in this very difficult time where everyone is just worried about himself. Forget everyone else. I've got my little family. I'm surrounding with my little family. Yeah, every year I go on a holiday. I do this, I do that. But when then again, if you look at our neighbors, he doesn't have money to pay his mortgage. He's struggling to get ends meet. And we're enjoying our holidays. We need to really think of that as well. That's a different topic I'm going to talk about sometime, inshallah. So what's happened is the neighbors one day woke up and they were smelling this bad smell that was coming. And they didn't know where he was from. So they checked their own house to see maybe there's an animal or a mouse or a rat that is dead. And that's because of that. They found everything. And then they realized it's coming from our next door neighbor's house. So they knocked on the door and no one opened the door. So they thought maybe somewhere else. So one day, twice, 2 days. On the third day, they thought, there's something definitely wrong here. Now, I'm also, well, Amir al-Sunnah, that story mentioned, I'm also mixing a story that happened in the UK as well that I was known about. And it happened somewhere in our locality as well. And then 2-3 days passed by when they said that no one's opening the door. So they were knocking on different times, morning, evening, afternoon. And then the smell was getting more and worse. So they called the police. The police came down, broke the door, and they went inside and they saw his rotten corpse inside the house. And, you know, that was the smell. And people fainted because of seeing that image and also because of the bad smell. And, you know, the reason was that later on it was found out that this young boy was killed by his own friends and because he won in the gambling office, in the betting office, and he won their money and they came and they took revenge on him. Astaghfirullah. Now, the thing is, we need to understand that betting is haram. Strictly, betting is haram. Any types of betting where you give money and you're in a chance to win something is haram. Another way that I've heard that people gamble is also like, for example, you're having a football match or a cricket match. Okay, the losing team pays for food. That's not allowed as well. Yeah, that's not allowed as well. And then many other places as well. Oh, your best cricket team is playing, your best football team is playing, and you are betting on them as well. Even that is haram. So anyway, getting back to the topic, in Siratul Jinan, it says that Mufti Qasim Sahib has mentioned regarding betting. Mufti Qasim Sahib, he says, جوے کی وجہ سے جوے بازو میں بغض عداوت دشمنی پیدا ہو جاتی ہے yeah when you are betting then what happens bughz hatred adawat you know hatred for each other and then jealousy for each other that grows in your heart and then that comes into a place where people start to ma'azallah kill each other they'll fight each other they'll even swear at each other or they might just fall out with each other you know so that is why one of the reasons why betting is haram جوے بازی کی وجہ سے مالدار انسان لمحوں میں غربت و افلاس کا شکار ہو جاتا ہے you know those people who are betting like I said it could be a penny that's where it starts off from یہیں سے تو شروع ہوتا ہے it's only one penny it's only 10 pence it's only 50 pence it doesn't matter a pound yeah what's a pound you know sometimes scratch cards you know I fly quite frequently and there's an airline a company that has scratch cards and you know they'll announce it you know you're in a chance to win free flights you know scratch card and they'll buy £7 for a set of scratch cards people buy them why because they're in that lalach they're in that greed that they will win free flights and remember the only person that wins is those people that are selling these never ever fall into the trap of the shaitan and then like Mufti Qasim Sahib has mentioned, you know, from a rich person, you become a pauper. I know of a person who lost nearly £70,000 in a betting company. He lost £70,000. Another person, you know, you get on the internet, those guys who regularly use the internet, you know, you get a pop-up. And that pop-up says, you know, free spin, free win, free betting, £20 free voucher. You know, you play and just add this number and they'll give you £20. And you're seeing, well, that's not bad. You know, I can, you know, at least get a betting for £20. After that, I won't play. After that, they've got you from your neck, bro. They've got you from your neck. And now you're not going to just move away from playing that game. You're going to go into it. You're going to fall into the trap of the shaitan. And then they're going to take every, and they're going to squeeze you out of every penny that you have. And there are sadly many people that I've heard of stories that not even lost money, they've lost jewelry, they've lost their wives, they've lost their daughters, astaghfirullah. They've lost their children because of betting. And that is one of the worst things. You know, that is a downgraded person, degraded person. So please remember, do not ever, ever look at betting as a resource. If you have nothing with you, you're broke. Yeah, you're broke. Don't go towards betting that you're going to put 10 pence. The shaitan will make you win, but then he's going to grip you as well. And then what happens at the end? To pay that debt off, people take more debt on. Yeah, so for example, you've just lost everything. You don't have anything to eat. You don't have your bill to pay. What do? You go to your friends. They're not going to give you anything because they know what you're like. You're going to go to your cousins. They're not going to give you anything. They know what you're like. Yeah. Then where you turn to? You turn towards the banks. You turn towards these loans. And astaghfirullah, it comes to, it leads to a place where a person, now they've got a grip of him. He's lost his family. He's lost his money. He's lost his respect. He's got nothing to do. Then what people think is the next best thing for them to get out of that is kill yourself. Astaghfirullah. May Allah save every Muslim from humiliation of betting, of debt. And may Allah Azza wa Jal save us all from the tricks and treachery of the shaitan. Hadith of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Sahih Muslim, the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he says, Jisne juwe ka ek khel khela, to goya usne apna haath khinzir ke gosht aur khoon mein dubo diya. It's a type of a game, a betting game. But the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam, he says, whoever played that game, it is as if he has dipped his hand in the blood and the meat of a pig. Astaghfirullah. In another hadith in Musnad Imam Ahmad, it says the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam has said, jo shakhs nard khelta hai, phir namaz padhne uthta hai. The one who plays this betting game, nard, and then he stands up for salah, uski misal, his example, us shakhs ki tarah, is like that person jo peep aur suwar ke khoon se wuzu karke namaz padhne khada hota hai. Astaghfirullah, that he has performed ablution, wuzu, with the blood of a pig. Astaghfirullah. You know, so now these two ahadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam should be enough to wake us up. You know, if there's anyone out there, you know. But then, you know, talk to them in a good manner. Don't be harsh to them. Don't be just, be in a state where you're doing haram, you're doing this, you're doing that. He knows he's doing haram. He's stuck in it. It's like someone who's stuck in quicksand and you say, get out. He can't get out. He's trying to get out, but he can't. This is a quicksand. We need, do not stay with a fajir, with a sinful person, a person who doesn't offer his salah, a person who ma'azallah bites, backbites, who tells tales, a person who swears, a person, you know, who's in bad habits. Don't stay with him. Why? Wo tumhe guna sikhayega. He's going to teach you the sin. Now, let's be honest. A person who smokes, why is he going to teach you? Oh, don't smoke, man, it's not good for you. He's not going to do that. He's going to say, bro, what's happening, man? Why are you being like a girl for? Yeah, take a cig, man. And you're going to take a cigarette and then you're going to start to smoke that cigarette. End of the day, what's happened? He's taught you guna. I'm not saying smoking is guna, but that's where it's going to lead on to. I have, you know, done a research in this. I've tajarba, alhamdulillah, 30, 40 years now. It starts from smoking. It starts from smoking. You get one smoke, you know, one's just one puff. Well, one puff turns into half a cig. Half a cig turns into a full cigarette. Full cigarette turns into a pack of cigarettes. A pack of cigarettes turns into a spliff. A spliff turns into weed. Weed turns into drugs. Drugs turns into alcohol. And then it goes so far. For some people, they've gone too far. There's no return for them. Even though if they do tawbah, inshallah, Allah will forgive them. But that tawfiq of tawbah is not in their minds. Sometimes these people are scared themselves because they'll go too far and they'll be scared to turn back. Yes, sometimes, you know, if you do mazallah deal in drugs and you want to get out of that, sometimes there's no way without, you know, you being killed. Because that's the aim of the game. You be part of our team. You do what we say to you. You do anything else or you try to pull out now. You know why? Because you're going to tell our secrets to the people. Once you climb that ladder, you know, first of all, you're just a normal gang member. They'll use you, abuse you. They'll do anything. And then slowly, slowly, you're becoming, you know, a bit highly ranked. You're a team member now. You're a boss. You've done this crime. You've done that crime. So astaghfirullah, they climb the ladders as well. And when you come to a certain part of that, where you've got money, you've got, you know, ayashiya, you've got cars, homes, holidays, best clothes, best food all the time. Now what's happening? There is no way to return because now That door has been closed for you by your friends. There is no return, brother. You want to get out of this, we're going to kill you. So a lot of people, have you ever seen a mouse here when it runs on this wheel? The mouse has to keep on running. If the mouse stops, the wheel will stop. Yeah, but he keeps on running because he thinks that he's going to fall off. In the same way, these people keep on doing this, keep on doing that. They think there's no stopping. And for some, there's so many stories out there. When they do stop, then they get killed by their own gang members, their own so-called brothers kill them. Why? Because they're going out of the gang. So again, remember what Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, unke saath na raho, they will teach you sins. Aur uske samne raaz ki baat na kaho. Don't say anything that is a secret in front of him. Aur apne kaam mein unse mashwara lo, jo Allah se darte hain. Yeah. So what he says, keep away from these people. Don't tell them your secrets. And always share your stuff, share your things, share your feelings with those who fear Allah. Fearing Allah is a very, very important trait, a very, very important thing. Inshallah, let's go towards our first break. That is the daily reminder. After the daily reminder, I'll mention to you a hadith narrated by Hazrat Sayyiduna Mawla Ali Mushkil Kusha radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Let's take a break. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah. By the grace of Allah.
We cannot be free from socializing with people, relationships, etc. As long as we are alive, we have to meet with others, sit down and be friends with others. This is the reason in a religion, Islam, a lot of importance have been placed on the manners and etiquettes of friendship and good company. We become friends with people in a minute, traveled together in a bus for half an hour, had a conversation, exchanged numbers and became friends. In this modern age, online friendship is becoming very common without seeing, knowing, or checking whom I'm being friends with. People chat with each other for a minute or two on social media. A friend request came up, we accept, and friendship started. And this is happening right under our nose. Keep reviewing and analyzing this hadith over and over again. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has stated, Ar-rajulu ala dini khalilihi. A man is on the religion of his friend. This shows how crucial matter it is when it comes to make friends. It is a sad situation that if we want to buy a pair of shoes to wear on our feet, we search the whole market, spend many hours to find the right shoe. We spend hours on researching name brand shoes and we still wear them on our foot to see if they look good or not. But when it comes to friendship, the one who has to be given a place in our heart, the person who's going to be included in our life, the one whose moral will influence us, his character will influence our character. There's no consideration about this. No worries, no checking, just a small conversation, and that's it. We become friends. Always remember, our friend is our mirror. If I select someone for my friendship, my choice will tell how my thinking is. My choice will tell what are my likes and dislikes. My selection of friends displays my morals, my character, my mentality. It tells me about my heart and tells me what kind of person I am. If I choose a good person as my friend, then it will be an evidence that I myself am good. And if I make a bad person as a friend, it will be an evidence that I myself might be bad. A Sahabi, Sayyidina Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala, who states that smoke does not indicate fire as much as a friend indicates a friend. Scholars have stated that a wise person is one who experiences first and then makes friends. Be wise in making friends. Sayyidina Bishr Hafi rahmatullahi ta'ala said, find good friends for yourself. When you come across a friend who supports you in the matter of hereafter, strengthen your friendship with him. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah. By the grace of Allah.
Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. MashaAllah Azza wa Jalla, very beautiful reminder by Muballigh of Dawat Islami. Before we went to the break, I said that I'm going to mention a beautiful saying regarding Sayyidina Mawla Ali Mushkil Kusha radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He says, khule aam gunah karne wale se bhai bandi na karo. The one that commits sins openly, do not have brotherhood with that person. کہ وہ اپنے فعل کو تمہارے لیے سنور کر پیش کرے گا. بیکاز ہی ول پریزنٹ ہز عمل ہز ایکشن ان اے بیوٹیفل مینر, اور یہ چاہے گا کہ تم بھی اس جیسے ہو جاؤ. اینڈ ہی ول وش دیٹ یو آر لائک ہم, اور اپنی بدترین حسرت کو اچھا کر کے دکھائے گا. اینڈ ون آف ہز ویری بیڈ ٹریٹس ہی ول پریزنٹ دیم ان اے بیوٹیفل مینر. تمہارے پاس اس کا آنا جانا عیب اور باعث شرم ہے. Do not, you coming and going from him is going to be something very bad. Do not have brotherhood with a fool. تو وہ اپنے آپ کو مشقت میں ڈال دے گا. And he will put you into a problem. So my dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani channel, we need to understand, whenever we have brotherhood with people, always have brotherhood with those people that know, they know something. And as important it is, so it's very important that we understand this point that Hazrat Ali Karamallahu Ta'ala Wajhahul Kareem is making. Don't have people, you know, these fools that, you know, ma'azallah, they don't even know how to offer their salah. They don't even know how to recite the kalima. I had someone with me and I really felt sorry for him, in a sense that the guy had no clue at all what salah is about. He stood next to us. He didn't know how to do sajda. He didn't know what to read. And basically, he missed a few rakats. But at the end, he didn't know what to do. Gave salam and just chipped. And you think to yourself, astaghfirullah, you know, this guy. And I thought, I'm going to meet him. But there was a few namazis behind me, so I couldn't move. But the guy just jumped out. So the thing is, these people, he might be a good person, but because he's away from the deen, and he wasn't a child, he was in his probably 18, 19. So that means his childhood was in a home maybe where there's no salah. Or I'm not saying he had bad friends, because he was wearing shirt and he looked like a decent person. But there was something wrong in bringing him up, in a sense that he wasn't brought up maybe according to the deen, according to Islam. I wish I could have met him, and I've not seen him after that. Sayyidina Ja'far bin Sulaiman رحمت اللہ علیہ says, میں نے ایک کتے کو سیدنا مالک بن دینار رحمت اللہ علیہ کے پیچھے پیچھے چلتے دیکھا. I saw a dog walking behind مالک بن دینار رحمت اللہ تعالی علیہ. And I said to him, او ابو یحیٰ, you have this dog? فرمایا, یہ کتا برے ہم نشین سے بہتر ہے. This dog is better than a bad companion. You rather have a dog than have a bad companion. Allahu Akbar. Another few hadiths of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Bure saathi se bacho, kyunke wo jahannam ka ek tukda hai. Keep away from a bad friend or bad companion, because he is a part of the fire of hell. Uski mohabbat tumhe fayda nahi pahunchayegi. His love will not benefit you. اور وہ تم سے اپنا وعدہ پورا نہیں کرے گا. And he will not fulfill his promise with you. Plain simple. Why are you having friendship with him? He doesn't benefit you. Whatever promises he's made with you, he's not going to fulfill them promises. Another hadith. برے ہم نشین سے بچو, keep away from bad companion, کہ تم اس کے ساتھ پہچانے جاؤ گے. You will be recognized by him. You're in a place, you're in a masjid, and there's one drug dealer sat in that masjid. Anyone who walks through that door, they're going to say, wow, beautiful people, mashallah, so lucky in the house of Allah, and they're mashallah learning the deen, they're praying. But he's a drug dealer. But because he was with the good people, people will think good about him. But if a namazi, a hafiz a Quran, an alim a deen, a good person, was sat in a pub or in a place where people are smoking shisha or they're smoking drugs, what are people going to say? A good person, when he looks at that, he's going to say, astaghfirullah, sare chor baithe hue, charsi baithe hue. But he's not a charsi. He's a hafiz a Quran. He's an alim a deen. He's a good person. He's from a good family background. So what will happen is people will judge you the way you are in a community, in a place. That's why one of the hadiths of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, save yourself from a place of blame. Save yourself from a place of blame. Don't go to a place where people will blame you, where people will put blame on you. You're in a shisha bar, but you haven't gone to do anything wrong. But because you're in that place, people will think, Astaghfirullah, look at what these guys are doing. You're in a pub. Yeah, you're having a business meeting in a pub. Astaghfirullah. People think it's okay. Yeah. Now everyone else, if they're non-Muslims or even if they're Muslim, they're going to order a beer, glass of alcohol. You're going to say, can I have a glass of orange, please? Yeah. Or a glass of apple juice. People, when they look at it, they're astaghfirullah. I thought this guy was good. Look at him drinking alcohol. It's not alcohol, it's apple juice. That person to think like that is wrong. Why were you in that place that he's had to think bad about you? Bacho. Another hadith. Subho is hal me karo ke tum alim ho ya muta'allim. You know, wake up in the morning that you are either a scholar or you are a student of Islam. We wake up in the morning, we're still in bed. First thing that comes on, chalo ji, social media takne aaj kya hai. Videos on you know, ma'azallah, other social media. We don't even get out of our bed an hour later. Why? Because we're busy watching these films. Dawat Islami, alhamdulillah, is on social media. Teaching you, how many people will watch it? Yes, we do have, alhamdulillah. So we need to be thinking to ourselves, that, you know, if you are the one, you know, I'm talking directly to you. Ji, tusanal gal karna. Agar bichana to ko tusanal. I'm talking to you. Do you use social media for good stuff or bad stuff? Your screen time, what is it? Check it out. These mobile phones, they tell you your screen time. I always go through my screen time. And WhatsApp, maybe I use it a lot because of Madani work and my business. If you're watching good videos, that's good, alhamdulillah. Vaisevi, I will still advise you not to be on social media, even though Dawat-e-Islami is, if you can avoid it, totally avoid it. Especially if you are a student and you want to be something. Now, I didn't say student of Islam. You could be a student to do anything. If you really want to study and be someone, then you need to save yourself. And then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says, if not a student, ya alim ki baatein sunne wale. When you wake up in the morning, subah ila utho, be someone that listens to the scholars. Ya alim se mahabbat karne wale, or be the one that loves the scholars. Panchwa na hona halak ho jaoge. Do not be the fifth one, you'll be destroyed. Four things the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned. Wake up in the morning, be a scholar. If you can't be a scholar, be a student of Islam. If you can't be a student of Islam, then be the one that listens to the scholars. If you don't listen to a scholar, then be the one that loves the scholars. Don't be the fifth one. It's up to us. I mean, you know, in our mobile phone, I've got this number, that number, my accountant, my solicitor, my barrister, my doctor. Where's Mufti Saab's number? Where's your local Masjid Imam Saab? Where's his number gone? Because don't you need him? If you are going to start a business, would you not need Mufti Saab to tell you if the business you are doing is good? If you are starting to do something, you're about to do something, is it not a sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to perform istikhara? Where's your Dawat Islami istikhara number? Free of charge. Where's Darul Ifta number? Where's Mufti Saab's number? It's not there. Find these two people. You need to have Darul Ifta Ahle Sunnat and also your local istikhara number. You want to do something, do an istikhara. It's the sunnat of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You want to start a business, ring Darul Ifta and they'll advise you if this business is good for you instead according to Shariat or bad for you. And if it's bad, don't still do it at all. Let's go towards our next segment, inshallah, azza wa jal. And that segment is the daily hadith. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Sayyidina Ali al-Murtada radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, the lion of Allah, has narrated, there are four types of striving. One, enjoining, meaning ordering people to do good. Two, preventing them from evils. 3. Telling the truth at the place of patience. 4. Having enmity for transgressors. The one who enjoining people to do good strengthens the hands of Muslims, whereas one preventing them from evils disgraces the transgressors. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, no doubt, one should only hate the transgression of a transgressor, but this does not mean at all that one is allowed to keep the company of a transgressor. It is stated on page number 172 of the 502-page book, Ghibat Kitabakariya, in English, Backbiting a Cancer in Our Society, published by Maktabatul Madina. It is absolutely essential to avoid bad company, otherwise one's afterlife may be affected. Let me draw your attention to the following dua-i qunut that you recite in Salatul Witr. We say, وَنَتْرُكُ مَنْ يَفْجَرُكُ. Translation, O Allah, we isolate and leave the one who disobeys you. We say that. You may have become aware of its meaning today for the first time. So now keep it in mind and fulfill its promise that you make every day with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala while performing the witr salah. Repent of remaining in the company of those who do not offer salah, those who swear, those who backbite, those who have unlawful negative opinions and tell tales and commit various types of other sins. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, it is upon us to keep ourselves safe from transgressors and transgressions. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us attain the rank of being His beloved. Ameen. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. MashaAllah Azza wa Jal. If you've just joined us, then welcome to our program, Rise and Shine. InshaAllah Azza wa Jal, we're talking about a very important topic. Maybe you've listened to this topic many times, you've talked about this many times. The topic is effects of a bad company. A very beautiful hadith in Sahih Bukhari. The Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, he mentions an example of a person that stays with a perfume seller. Even if you don't put perfume on yourself, you're going to smell good. Why? Because you were with the person who used to sell perfumes. That beautiful fragrance of that perfume is going to be on you as well. Vice versa, if you are with a person who deals with fire, ironmonger, what he's going to do, because he deals with iron and fire, he's going to either burn you or at least the bad smell will be with you as well. So it's up to us, really. Islam is a way of life. Islam is giving us a choice. La ikraha fi deen. There is no compulsion. There is no force in Islam. You want to be following the deen of Islam and you want to follow the sunnahs of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They've all been laid down. The path has been laid down. This is the path towards Jannat. This is the path towards hell. It's up to you. Make your choice. You want to make the right choice, alhamdulillah, you might not have so-called fun that these people are having, ma'azallah, you know, going to holidays and astaghfirullah, swimming pools and astaghfirullah, all sorts of gand. And people are there. You know what they think? We're on a holiday, we're chilling out. Oh, khudane bande, look at the environment you are in. Would you expose your children to such a filthy environment? Would you ever expose your daughters and your mothers into an environment where there's semi-naked women walking around in their swimsuits? Would you ever be like in that kind of an environment? If not, if kuta hayagi, yeah, where's your sharam gone? Yeah, and people talk about it. Oh, we went to this holiday resort, seaside abergas. Yeah, if the seaside's empty, go, jao. But, you know, still dress up decently, isn't it? But people know everyone wants to go on a holiday. Everyone wants to go to the seaside. We went to so-and-so area in country. Go to Zarat. Go to Topkapi Museum. Go to the Mazar of Sayyidina Abu Darda radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Abu Ayyub Ansari radiallahu ta'ala anhu. You know, go to the Mazarat of Mawlana Jalaluddin Rumi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. So many Mazarats. You know, inna cheeza ki chori ganda le paisa jai rahi hai. We're going towards fitna, we're going towards bad, we're leaving the perfume and we're going towards this bad smell. That is your choice. Karo jo kuch karne ho. When you die, that's when you find out. Our job is to give the nasihat. Our job is to tell you this is right, this is wrong. Our job was to pass the message on. Now it's your job. Our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to worry about the kuffar not accepting Islam. And Allah azza wa jal mentions in the Quran, O beloved sallallahu alaihi wasallam, don't worry about these people. Don't fear for these people because I have sealed their hearts. You know, astaghfirullah, someone sent me a video of two lads, dhari vira kiwi, you know, with the beard. And they were in a country, in a swimming pool, where there were loads of, mazallah, people swimming. Some, you know, when you go to weddings, shadiyan par jao, you know, what do you see on the weddings? Astaghfirullah, music in the weddings, all these kind. Alhamdulillah, I did my daughter's wedding. No music at all. Sayyiduna Alama Muhammad bin Ahmad Zahabi, rahmatullahi ta'ala, he says, a person used to sit in groups with alcoholics when his time of death came and people said to him, recite the kalima. And he says, tum bhi piyo, mujhe bhi pilao. You drink and also give me to drink. And ma'azallah, he died without reciting the kalima. And then another person, ek shatranj khelne wale ko, a person who plays, who bets juwa khele, the shatranj, he did not recite the kalima when he was died. When he goes, tera badshah, uska dum nikal, da, nikal gaya. Oh, he was just talking nonsense. Astaghfirullah. We do have Kaleen's Fatima here as well today to teach us. Let's go to Kaleen's Fatima and learn something. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala, ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Kaleen's Fatima.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Raika, Kaneez Fatma.
Baba, Baba. Wa alaikum assalam, Baba.
Ahista, ahista. MashaAllah, Ariba bhi aayi hui hai.
Ji, ji. Aur Barira bhi.
Baba, sabke liye cheez laaye hain.
Wow! To phir jaldi de. Mere muh mein to pani aa raha hai.
Kaneez Fatima, achhi bachchi. Kaneez Fatima, achhi bachchi hai.
ये एक आपी की और ये एक बरीरा की।
जज़ाकअल्लाह बाबा।
आहिस्ता, बेटा आहिस्ता।
दिल तो कर रहा है ये वाला पैकेट भी हम ही ले लेते हैं।
नहीं नहीं, आपके बाबा गुस्सा होंगे। बुरी बात है ये। अमानत में हम खयानत नहीं कर सकते।
अरे कौन सा कोई देख रहा है? आपी और बरीरा को तो कुछ पता ही नहीं है। और ना ही बाबा को पता चलेगा कि हमने दिया कि नहीं दिया।
लेकिन रायका, कोई देख नहीं रहा तो क्या हुआ? अल्लाह तो यकीनन देख रहा है।
ये बात तो आपने बिल्कुल सही कही। अल्लाह तो यकीनन देख रहा है।
देखिए हम आपके लिए क्या लेकर आए हैं।
क्या लाए हैं? माशा अल्लाह,
वाओ।
अब जल्दी से उठें और नमाज पढ़ लें।
जी आपी।
अरीबा ऊपर आ जाए, हम एक गेम खेलते हैं।
आपी नमाज का बोलकर गई हैं, अब नमाज ना पढ़ लें।
अभी तो पढ़ी है।
कब?
अरे मतलब बोल देंगे पढ़ी है।
ये तो झूठ हो जाएगा।
अरीबा आपका पता नहीं क्या मसला है, हर बात में मेरे खिलाफ बोलती हैं।
मैं तो हर गलत बात के खिलाफ एक्शन लेती हूँ।
अपनी ही मर्जी चलाती है हर काम में।
अच्छा ना, आप गुस्सा ना हो, मैं आपके साथ ही हूँ।
अच्छा तो फिर हम गेम खेलते हैं।
जी तो बताएं क्या गेम है।
तो गेम ये है कि आपके हाथ में पेपर और पेंसिल है, आप कुछ भी सोचे और इस पर लिख दें।
जी लिख लिया।
अब आप अपने दोस्त के पसंदीदा चीज अपने जहन से सोच कर लिखें। लिख ली। अब मुझे बताएं दोस्त की पसंदीदा चीज क्या लिखी है।
दोस्त की पसंदीदा चीज पेंटिंग।
अब मैं आपको बताऊं आपने अपनी पसंदीदा चीज क्या लिखी होगी।
जी बताएं।
पेंसिल एंड पॉइंटर्स।
जी पेंसिल। लेकिन रायका आपको कैसे पता लगा?
मुझे सब पता लग जाता है।
बताएं तो फिर भी।
अरे मैंने तुक्का ही मारा था।
नमाज पढ़ लिया आपने?
जी।
कब पढ़ी है नमाज?
जी अभी अभी।
बरीरा से पूछ लें आप।
जी पढ़ी है।
आपको कैसे पता?
आप तो मेरे साथ बाहर थी।
वो मैं।
अच्छा,
और वुजू कहाँ किया आपने?
मैं तो घर से करके आई थी।
और मेरा तो वुजू जो फजर में किया था वो ही था।
अच्छा, मतलब कुछ भी आप बोलती जाएंगी और मैं मान लूंगी। अरीबा आप भी इनके साथ मिल गई? एज
झूठ बोलने पड़ रहे हैं आपको। ये रायका का प्लान था, मैंने कुछ नहीं किया। मैं रायका को समझा भी रही थी, लेकिन रायका ने कहा, आप ही कौन सा देख रही हैं?
अरीबा मुझे ही बसवा रही है।
आप नहीं किया है तो आप ही को बसवाऊंगी ना। झूठ बोलना कितना बड़ा गुनाह है, आपको पता है? अल्लाह पाक झूठ पर अपनी लानत फरमाता है।
आप ही बस गलती हो गई।
रायका, अगर मैं नहीं देख रही तो इसका मतलब आप नमाज ही नहीं पढ़ेंगी। आपने बिल्कुल भी नहीं सोचा कि वो अल्लाह आपको देख रहा है, जिसको राजी करने के लिए नमाज पढ़नी है।
सॉरी आपी, अभी पढ़ लेते हैं।
जी आपी सॉरी। प्यारे बच्चों, हमें कभी भी किसी भी हालत में झूठ नहीं बोलना चाहिए और ना ही कभी कोई गलत काम करना चाहिए, क्योंकि हमें कोई देखे या न देखे, अल्लाह तो हमें हर हाल में देख रहा है।
صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم ما شاء الله عز وجل what a beautiful cartoon maybe if you are watching this cartoon and maybe you said that oh I wish that was in English and I was there's so many plans that I was thinking that what we can do is mashallah azza wa jal do something like this in English you know and even this cartoon inshallah to dub it in English as well we do have a department that is doing that so maybe I'll check upon them see if we have anything that we can do and again it's just such a beautiful cartoon it's not you don't see a person flying or you know mashallah you know sci-fi or something like that beautiful words of wisdom from this beautiful cartoon and this is what Dawat Islami is really about alhamdulillah trying to give you these cartoons so that we can inshallah azza wa jal teach our children we can teach ourselves as well the deen of Islam and inshallah azza wa jal what we can do is try to have the watch these cartoons as well now our topic for today is about the effects of a bad company Now, effects of a good company, Allah Azza wa Jal has commanded in the Quran, or sachun ke saath ho and be with the righteous people. Surah At-Tawbah, para number 11, verse number 119. Sufiyai kiram farmate hain, insani tabiat, nature of a person, akhz, yani le lene ki khasiyat hai. Haris ki sohbat se hirs, zahid ki sohbat se zuhud aur taqwa milega. You know, the nature of a person is that he catches things, he picks up things. If you are in a good company, you're going to pick up good things. If you are with a bad company, obviously you're going to be picking up on bad things as well. Amir Ahle Sunnat, he says, Ho akhlaq acha, ho kirdar sutra, mujhe muttaqi tu bana ya ilahi. Now, the thing is, we need to understand that as Muslims, alhamdulillah, azza wa jal, we follow the sunnah of our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And for that, my dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani channel, you definitely need a good environment. And Dawat Islami is inviting you. Come, we'll give you that good environment. Alhamdulillah. Come to the weekly ijtimaz of Dawat Islami. Madani Qafila, Madani Qafilas of Dawat Islami will be traveling. Come and join us. Join us in these Madani Qafile and Alhamdulillah, come and learn your beautiful deen. Learn the deen of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and see for yourself what a beautiful thing, Alhamdulillah, a beautiful deen is, what Islam is offering us as well. So please don't forget to join us on these Madani Qafile. We've got a fun promo that I wanted to show as well. Let's watch this promo and then we'll come back to the ending of our program. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Alhamdulillah. Dawat Islami, a global non-political movement, has spread the message of Quran and Sunnah across the globe. Through the great works of Dawat Islami are many beautiful departments, such as Jamiatul Madina, Madrasatul Madina, Madani Channel, New Muslim Department, Quddamul Masajid, and many more. With the works of a big organization, your help and donations are needed. The Holy Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasallam has stated, Sadaqah extinguishes sins just as water extinguishes fire. Don't delay, donate today. This is your Dawat Islami.
Dawat Islami UK Madani Channel. Sort code 309773. Account number 436345 60. IBAN GB67LOYD 309773436345 60. BIC LOYD GB210 87. Your donation can be used for any permissible religious, reformatory, welfare, well-wishing, spiritual, and good purpose.
صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم. MashaAllah Azza wa Jal. Dear viewers of Madani channel, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal. We got in the last minute, Alhamdulillah. We need to, inshallah, Azza wa Jal, move forward with our lives. And Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, this beautiful promo that you watched, please set up a direct debit with Dawat Islami for all these Madani worlds. As you know, financially, the world has hit a crisis. You know, there's people, Azza, many charities that have closed down, many masajids that are struggling. So in Dawat Islami, there's so many departments that we are doing. We need your help as well. Every time, Alhamdulillah, we don't save up money. We want to spend that money back in the community. And Alhamdulillah as well, we're starting up classes for boys, girls, courses, Madani Kafile, other events, other short courses, community events. You know, all that money goes back into the community. But please set up a direct debit today and inshallah as well, help and promote the works of Deen and be part of Dawat Islami, inshallah. Jazakallah khairah for watching today. Keep watching Madani channel. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah, even the darkest night will end, and the sun will rise and shine, and the sun will rise and shine.